welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Karen Schuler, global leader of BDO's privacy and data protection team at BDO USA. Karen is here to kick off a three-part series dedicated to minimizing the risks retailers face as they implement my all-time favorite topic these days, which is AI. In this first episode, we're going to talk about the ethical use of AI and the major responsibility retailers are taking on when deploying this new technology. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thanks, Natalie. It's great to be here.
Karen, so when it comes to AI, you don't normally think that there would be an ethical play at hand, but there is. Can you talk a little bit about what some of the ethical concerns are that our listeners need to be aware of?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's kind of a common question anymore. As much as people don't think it is, it really is. But it comes down to protecting individual rights and being fair and transparent. And let me explain just a moment, what I mean. So fairness is really that principle where the AI systems should not discriminate or cause harm to an individual or groups based on their characteristics like race, gender, age, religion, or disability. You know, the AI system, it could exhibit bias or unfairness due to various factors, such as like data that it's trained on, algorithms it uses, objectives they optimize, or even the context they operate in. So a good example is an AI system, that's trained on data that reflects historical or societal inequalities may reproduce or they could amplify those inequalities in its output or decisions. You want to make sure that you have a system that's not just for a single or narrow objective that might neglect or harm other, objectives or values.
It's interesting you say that because I just went to a breakfast this past week and we had a person speaking on AI and she was describing, and it wasn't a retail, I think it was actually a government agency, not US, a different country that instituted AI and a bot, but they didn't have the proper training. And suddenly the bot or the AI persona was making all types of inappropriate responses to the questions. Yeah. So clearly they took that down right away, but I'm guessing that is probably a really good example of not thinking things through.
That's a great example.
So staying on that thinking things through concept, what are some of the things that retailers should be thinking about when it comes to AI ethics?
Yeah, I mean, it's really ensuring, you just mentioned it, making sure that it has the appropriate level of a response so there's no discrimination or, at least it's being reviewed by a person, holding the creators accountable for their actions and their outcomes. And really, it comes down to that accountability. And accountability in our world is known as the principle that AI systems and their developers, users, and even regulators should be responsible and liable for the outcomes and impacts of their actions. Because many of these systems, they can cause or contribute to positive or negative outcomes. So they can possibly even enhance or undermine, a human's capabilities, well-being, maybe their rights or their values. But you have to remember, too, a lot of the AI systems are pretty complex. So they could be unpredictable, they could be difficult to understand or even explain. It's hard to sometimes anticipate their behavior, performance, or consequences even. So it creates a huge challenge for really enforcing and redressing responsibility and liability. So there's a lot of considerations there. And you need to think about fairness, you know, how it avoids discrimination, thinking about, you know, again, going back to accountability and ensuring that the system documents and you know, that it documents and communicates its purpose to the creators and users. You do have to be able to explain what the system is doing, and it needs to be clear and concise language. And then the other big thing is data protection, you know, making sure that you're protecting the data that you collect, store, process, and share, and that it's not, you know, being accessed by unauthorized users or modified or disclosed inappropriately.
That's certainly a lot to think about, and even more so, a lot of responsibility that retailers are taking on when utilizing AI. So how can retailers make sure that they're implementing and using AI responsibly?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I think there's four big buckets, really. If you think about, so the first one being system design. You know, ensuring that you're designing responsible systems in line with, you know, respect for users, reliable outcomes, making sure it's secure and transparent. So that's around system design. This another important aspect is really stakeholder education, is to educate and inform stakeholders who are using the technology to make sure they're using it in an ethical manner. And that could be developers, managers, employees, and even customers who interact with the system. And then there always needs to be, so the third component would be, you always want to have human oversight and accountability, because that's where you get the accountability for the decisions and actions that are influenced or enabled by the AI system. So that really means that you want the system, you know, you don't want the system to replace human judgment or responsibility. You want it to augment or support the human element. The fourth one is make sure you have an auditing or evaluation capability. So that would be my fourth point that I would mention is, you know, you need to, it needs to be auditable. You know, the system's regularly and continuously learning. Well, you also need to be able to regularly and continuously audit and evaluate the system. So, you know, if you're not monitoring it, you're not going to know what your outcomes are if they're changing over time. And that's going to lead to a decline in performance, accuracy, fairness, and maybe even impact individuals. So those are four, I think, real high level buckets that you can focus on in terms of what to do.
Great. Thank you so much for that insight, Karen. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to add us to your podcast library so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.